Blackstone Audio presents A Christmas Far From Home, an epic tale of courage and survival during the Korean War by Stanley Weintraub. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. For Phil Zimmer, whose suggestions originated this book. The second law of thermodynamics dictates that every physical system tends toward maximum disorder. Preface. Escape into fantasy. Gimme tomorrow. A Christmas Far From Home is less a unit-by-unit history of an extraordinary and moving episode in the Korean War, from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas in 1950, than a narrative of two fantasies. General Douglas MacArthur, Supreme Commander in the Far East, gambled that he could end the war by Christmas and send the bulk of his armies home. In too public a fashion, he promised as much. His troops in the frozen, windswept north of Korea, in the worst winter of their lives, believed, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that home for Christmas, or at least their being shipped out of danger and voyaging home, was somehow possible. After all, MacArthur, his medal-embellished career long celebrated by the press, was the senior fighting general in the army. A more realistic wish was that of an embattled Marine in that frigid, barren waste who, when asked by life combat photographer David Douglas Duncan, "If I were God and could give you anything you wanted for Christmas, what would you ask for?" "Give me tomorrow," he said. Those two words may be the most memorable in what has been erroneously described as the Forgotten War. They will reappear when they actually happened. Over half a century later, David Howe.